yesterday. Fun JLP show today, guys. Was it not? Indeed, I think it was. It is 9:01 here in Los Angeles, and it is Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. May 6th, AD 2024, the day after Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo. Much celebrated in America, more than in Mexico, even though it's a Mexican thing. Anyway, we're going to have a fun show. Hopefully, I will get to your calls, guys, if you would like to call in. 1-888-775-3773. Super Chats. I was remiss in my duties to read the Super Chat. Hat tip to Lin Yan Chin. The Super Chats. And from Evil Is Still Real over on Rumble, from multiple people over on buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport, and you can give more Super Chats even while I speak, or even when I'm off air over on buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport, and maybe even Streamlabs. I'll have to check that. We'll talk about Cinco de Mayo a little bit, just to let you guys know about it. It's kind of mess going on in the world. And murder. There was this terrible murder that took place in Brooklyn, I guess, or New York City, that I read about on Sunday, I guess, yesterday, from New York Daily News, the far-left extremist New York Daily News. I don't even really have a lesson from it for you, other than that messed up families, you know, and yeah, just the characterization from the women in the family, the surviving women in, from the family of a 24-year-old man who allegedly was murdered. Look, sounds like it, based on the facts of the case. Shot a couple of times in his car, or a car. Black voters crying. Oh, Sadiq Khan won a third term in London. Any of you Englishmen and English ladies? From are you guys from London? Did you vote for Sadiq Khan or did you vote for the Tory woman? Sadiq Khan, a Muslim mayor, won his third term, first time ever for a man to win a third term. But that's not really saying much because I guess the office has only existed since the year 2000. And perhaps we'll get to some other things, okay? So anyway, guys, let's just get started with the show!
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la. Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la.
Hey, guys! So, how you guys doing? I am fine. I have my Bond t-shirt, teespring.com/stores/rebuildingtheman. And this Bond t-shirt reads, "A life without thinking is an amazing life." This is a size medium. You know, I've been complaining about how mediums don't fit like they used to. And in fact, oftentimes they're a touch tight around the shoulders. And so maybe I should be getting a different kind. But this is the, I think it's the 100% cotton version. And where can I find that? I see the tri-blend version. Let me see if I can find the 100% cotton version. Premium ring spun cotton t-shirt. Boom. Pasted in the chat for you guys. It's a nice little message, right? A life without thinking is an amazing life. What's up? Sorry, I'm sad. 2014 over on the IG crew. Nice to see you. I'm doing fine. Post this over the Facebook crew. Anybody over there? always, Bethany says she's always over there. Right on. Oh, man, come on. So, yeah, rebuildingtheman.com/stores is how you can find that. I didn't get to a beach stream on Sunday. I neglected to do it. First of all, I should have plugged in my phone so that it would, you know, iCloud my long videos. Okay, so that's one error that I took Sunday morning, or Saturday night, really. And on top of that, I kind of am not mad that I did it, that I neglected to make a beach recording, I mean, share a beach recording the other day, because sometimes it's just, after church, I do the podcast and the clips, Church with Jesse Lee Peterson, check it out. And so when I do that, it takes me till like 5 p.m. So I'm like here at the office from like 9 to 5 on a Sunday, which I don't mind. 8:30 till 5 sometimes if I'm there on time. But anyway, 5:30, something like that. But anyway, pardon me. Hopefully oh my gosh. So I was sort of upset with myself. To this day, I'm still upset. Because I saw a snake. I saw a snake, and I didn't get much video footage of it. I took a live photo, you know, with these evil iPhones. I took a photo, and I'm like, oh, let me switch it to video. And then I guess I was so nervous. Why are you getting nervous, man? And I never hit record, apparently. Or maybe I did. I'm so stubborn that I'll say, oh, I did. And then it didn't turn on or something. But I'm sure that I didn't, actually. What a shame. I saw a rattlesnake. If you guys caught the Anchor Baby's Saturday show to make up for his lack of Friday show, because Anchor Baby had a headache, then you may have seen, like, the little photo that I took. Whoa! Whoa! Crazy. It's terrible. And I got such good footage. NSA, Apple, Google, you guys track me. Do you have that footage? Are you constantly recording? Could you get it for me? They probably don't do favors like that. I saw Joe in the chat. It was not a hooded cobra snake. It was a rattler. A rattlesnake. And I was going up the dangerous way in San Onofre, the beach. And it's getting more overgrown, like, you know, bushes. And like, there's these sort of trenches from the erosion, you know, the water. Lots of water and landslides and stuff. And it was right in there. A surfer dude was coming down the hill. And I turned off the video recording to let him pass me. Because I don't like to record around or on people. Even though it is public. And I can do it if I want. And they can't stop me. But I turned it off. And then I didn't get the footage of the snake. It was a rattler snake. Rattlesnake. Whew. So, be careful, Hake. You could have got hurt. Indeed. Yeah. Keep your eyes peeled for snakes and black people. I don't know if you guys heard me. But yeah. So, hopefully next time I can see a snake and show it to you guys. I saw some dead things, so hopefully I will get that footage for you guys later this week or at some point. Hope you guys had a nice weekend like I did. Let me get to a call before I get started with these stories, guys, and this little information about Cinco de Mayo and stuff. Brett in Reno, Nevada is on the line here. Brett, thanks for calling. What is up? How you doing?
I'm doing well. Always a pleasure, Hake.
Nice.
So, I actually called today without cross-talking on the previous show. I kind of wanted to get your thoughts. Because I noticed this happens a lot where you'll see somebody commenting on the news, you know, news commentators and whatnot. And it seems like if there's a propagandist message, as it were. They seem to get very involved on that, but then a regular conversation will happen and you see that they're not so much like that. I guess a good example would be like, I mean, what's his name? Chris Cuomo gets fired from CNN. Uh-huh. And a couple of weeks later, he's doing an interview with Tucker Carlson. And, you know, he still has some extreme viewpoints. But, you know, the second the cameras are off, they're completely different people. I had sent in the chat name link about the commentator, and I guess I'm just curious your thoughts on how it seems that people get all in a like hissy about the certain subjects, but the second a new one enters, it's kind of like they don't even believe what they were saying before.
Yeah, you know, I think that that's human nature, being weak, being flip-floppery, being when confronted face-to-face with somebody, all of a sudden you're not so tough.
Oh, yeah.
And that happens to maybe almost everybody. Probably, let's say, almost everybody. They're very personable in person. And you know, there's some people who are just say the most vicious things or post the most vicious things on X, on Twitter. Anti-Christian, anti-white. And then in person, they're very personable. And it's like, oh, no wonder you're successful because you know how to be personable with people, even though you come off as snarky and caustic and abrasive on the internet, at least towards the people whom you hate or who hate you. I think that people don't actually really care about the stuff that they're performing a drama about. Like JLP in church said yesterday, it's all for the thrill of it. Or he's been saying that.
Yeah.
People just,
you
know, it's like with a borscht. I've gotten heated in talking with a friend of mine even about a borscht. And really, I don't care. I don't actually care. It's just emotionally you get caught up. But when it comes down to it, you don't care. Because emotions come and go. If it's based on emotions, you're not on a solid foundation. You may act tough like you care and be passionate and get people stirred up, but it comes and goes. It's not something that you will hold fast to, because nobody can keep up that kind of energy all the time. You'll die.
Right. It's impossible to ruminate on something that you actually only care about to stir up the emotion.
Right.
So, yeah.
I think that I care about abortion, but really I was just caught up.
Yeah. Well, and I don't bring it up necessarily to, like, come down on journalists or anything like that. I mean, I've even faced it in my own life.
Yeah.
Where I write something spicy on Twitter kind of in response to something else or what have you. And, you know, I obviously, through the silent prayer, I've let go a lot of those behaviors, a little less trolly. But, I mean, the way I look at it is now kind of different from how I did before, which I always kind of went, like, they don't actually believe what they're saying. But I never really thought to question why they would say it if they didn't believe it. And yeah, it's a mix of, well, they don't really know that they don't believe it.
Yeah.
For one, but then two, they don't realize that it's a high for them.
And
it made sense when I started doing the silent prayer and actually looking at myself. But yeah, it's fascinating for sure. It's more interesting than what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Always the case.
True. That's so true.
All right, I hope you had fun at the beach. Which beach did you go to?
I went to San Onofre Beach for the third week in a row. Or something like that.
I have not been there in a long time. I remember gosh, probably like late 90s, early 2000s. I used to go there a lot because it's a little bit more private.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Like, if you see, I don't know if you've seen the beach stream footage that I've posted, but there's like almost no one to be seen.
So it's still like that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you get right down, right off the trail, you see fishermen and surfer dudes,
sure.
People walking their dogs. But once you get a little bit away from there, it's pretty sparse. And so that's cool.
Well, they're one of the only ones in California that allow, in that area of Southern California that allowed dogs to even be on the beach.
Oh, oh, really? Oh, well, people break that rule all the time. I feel like I see dogs no matter where I go. Sometimes most of the time off the leash, too. There's no respect. And, you know, dog owners have taken over.
I thought it was the case with Newport and Huntington to where you can't... Oh, maybe it's not actually the beach, but letting them go into the ocean.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I don't have a dog.
Yeah, I haven't gone to Newport in years. I can't even remember the last time I've been to Newport Beach, although I think it's nice, as I recall. And Huntington Beach, I've almost definitely seen, if not Huntington, then like Seal Beach or whatever's right next to it. People with their dogs.
Well,
people's dogs.
I lived on Beach Avenue in Newport like a decade ago.
Nice.
And so I used to just be within walking distance. So it was nice to just kind of walk out to the beach after a perceived rough day.
Yeah.
Shoot myself to some sun. But, I don't know. It's interesting. Just that area in general, that, you know, there's so many different beaches. And it's like Huntington and Newport stick out as one of the ones that I spent the most time at.
Well, that's smart because those are the whiter ones.
Well, it's
nicer.
What's funny about it is the opinions of people, like people are a little bit more friendly, I think, in like Newport and Huntington. Like
right, because they're conservative, so they're not just angry.
Yeah.
They're not angry liberals who just don't look at people.
It seems to be the case. The loving progressives that are not so loving and not so progressive.
Right. Yeah. Pardon my strange interlude. JLP is asking who I'm talking to.
Oh.
I said I'm on the phone. I'm on my show. He's treating me
like
I'm Joel.
I call him all the time, but he won't remember me.
Nice.
I won't say it. I'll let him say it.
Yeah. Thank you, Brad. It's good to hear from you, man. I appreciate you. Call me again.
Always good talking.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Take
care.
Have
a great week.
You too.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. I used to like nod to people. I would ride my bike down the bike trail, El Monte, and further south, Arcadia. Well, LA County, really. I would nod to people, and they were like mostly Mexicans, and they just look at you. And so I stopped nodding to people. So white people like to greet one another. And then if it's early in the morning, morning people oftentimes will greet one another. Or if it's just you and just one other person out there, you'll greet one another. Black people greet one another all the time. Hey, brother. if they're the only black people around. Stop nodding at Mexicans, kids. So, I blame this diversity stuff. People have just totally different cultures, and it's not even necessarily personal. You might take it personally. You nod at them, and then they don't respond. Maybe they're stunned about it, or they don't know. And then you're like, well, forget you then. No, don't have that attitude. So, I blame this diversity stuff, why people don't know their neighbors, because they don't want to talk to their neighbors. And some people are just friendly naturally. And I like those people. But I'm not one of those people. Nice. At this point, anyway. I don't have that habit. Okay. So, let's get into this. Yesterday was the Cinco de Mayo. And I found out, I looked it up on the internet. Shout out to the internet. Not that internet. No, just Brave AI. I searched in the Brave browser, Cinco de Mayo. And Cinco de Mayo, it didn't seem like that big of a deal, did it? Maybe it was for some people, but in my world, I hardly even heard about it. Joel and I talked about it. Joel Friday TV, he's on right after Hake, Monday through Thursday. Significant cultural celebration, supposedly in Mexico, but mainly in the United States, commemorating the Mexican Army's victory over the French Empire. Wow. Shout out to the French. They are the original baltards, according to Lin Yen Chin. Baltards, the French. At the Battle of Puebla, which means people, right? Puebla means people, something like that? Maybe not. May 5th, 1862. That's around the time of the so-called Civil War. Not a federal holiday in Mexico, but it's become popular in the United States, particularly in areas with large Mexican-American populations. Dual loyalty, or no true loyalty to America. Some of you Mexicans, yeah, you call yourselves Americans, and I like it. I appreciate that, but it's just kind of like emotional. You just like the opportunities, and you like living around the nice white people and then calling some of the nice white people racist. Shout out. And shout out to the Mexicans and Salvadorians and Guatemalans and others. I remember when I was in high school, because I went to high school with a bunch of Mexicans and Asians, and they were like selling horchata. You know, that rice milk drink thing, sugary, with cinnamon, that's good, whatever it's made out of. Often associated with Mexican culture, food, people think, oh, it's Mexican Independence Day. I don't know anybody who actually thought it was Mexican Independence Day, but it's not. That's September, like, 15th, I think. And they're not that independent now, are they? Nobody's truly independent. America's not independent, I don't think. Everybody's a mess. See, not widely celebrated in Mexico, not even a national holiday in the country. See, French, what they think of you, you're not even you don't even warrant a national holiday in their victory against you, supposedly. I'm starting to like the French. Including even Emmanuel Macron. Because he likes Trump somewhat, even though he's a liberal. Okay, some recent news. This is interesting to me. Cinco de Mayo. The destruction of America, the downfall of America, brought on by those liberals, mostly Mexican-Americans, by the way. Most of you guys are liberals, or at least suckers for liberalism. The cancellation of the Chicago Chi-Town Cinco de Mayo parade due to gang violence in the area. And gang violence, is that black violence or is it Mexican violence or both? I wonder. Crazy, huh? Downfall. Reports of shots fired during Cinco de Mayo parade in Little Village, Chicago, causing the event to be cut short. City of Oakland, up in California, Bay Area, on the other side from San Francisco of the, I guess it's San Francisco Bay. City of Oakland stepped up its so-called sideshow enforcement, whatever that is, for Cinco de Mayo to prevent reckless driving and other safety issues. That's right, because white Hispanics, most Hispanics are considered white in race, ethnically Latino. Yeah, these are some of the different sources from which the AI got their stuff. If you're watching the video screenshot, reckless driving, a lot of, it's kind of like the American Indians, when you gave them the fire water, the alcohol, they would ride around their horses, riding under the influence, RUI, and fire guns in the air. At least that's what the movies and TV shows about American Indians would portray. And I bet that that must have happened a little bit. They couldn't, are they part Asian, the American Indians, so they can't really handle their alcohol? Because a lot of Asians can't. But a lot of Hispanics get DUIs, including the illegals. A lot of illegals get driving under the influence, and oftentimes, at least according to reports, will kill people. You know, mostly by accident, I imagine, from drinking and driving. They call them angel moms, of mothers of children whose children were killed by drunk driving illegals. Trump has shined a light on it. Restaurants and food chains offering special deals and promotions for Cinco de Mayo. Taco Bell had $1 tacos, or five for five anyway. Chipotle, which is owned by McDonald's, I heard, 20 years ago, or 10 anyway, supposedly had buy one, get one free burritos or free shipping or whatever. So, what a mess. Shout out to the Mexican-Americans. Do you know anybody who calls himself or herself Mexican-American? Nobody but the dumb politically correct people do that. Maybe there's some people who do that, or I met one person who said African-American. One, like, normal person. Called himself African-American. Or no, not even called himself that. Just, you know, a white person. A white young lady. Referred to blacks as African-Americans. Nobody uses this language except for the edumamificated. The people who are what the education pushed. And they pushed all that mess. So that's the Cinco de Mayo stuff for you. Thanks, Hassan. What a mess. Terrible. Tar Baby Yoda says, so-called Native Americans are closer to Europeans in DNA than Chinese / Asian. Oh, really? Well, yes, I am a Native American. In terms of, I was born here to people born here to who were born to people born here. And some of them may go all the way back to the Mayflower. One of them, anyway. Some lady. Is that what you mean by Native Americans? Or do you mean American Indians? Probably means American Indians. Okay, yeah. That's interesting. So they're mixed themselves? So let me tell you about New York crime, this New York crime story. What a mess. It's... to me, this was shocking. Just... okay, so here's the story. Let me read it to you. From the far-left extremist outlet, New York Daily News, a 15-year-old boy was charged with gun possession after a Brooklyn man fatally shot him in a Beamer, in a BMW. And it's crazy. Do I have this? Let's see. Man, where did I put it? I had it. Hold on. This is bugging me now. Okay. I think I found it. Okay, cool. I don't have it for you yet, Hassan. I'm going to drag it into the folder. A 15-year-old. Possession of a firearm. Like, that's some crime. Give me a break. Okay. Hold on. And this guy, this young man, this 15-year-old, did not actually pulled the trigger, according to what the evidence portrays so far. But this kid, this is the boy? Okay, I put it in the folder there, Hassan. So my bag. This was emailed to me by a New York Daily News, far-left extremist outlet, by the way. They share Sean King. Doesn't Sean King write for, you know, that white, supposedly black guy who's all into black culture and Black Lives Matter activists? He writes articles for New York Daily News, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I'm confusing it with some other outlet. 15-year-old charged with gun possession after Brooklyn man was fatally shot in a BMW. One of two juveniles arrested after a shooting that left a 24-year-old Brooklyn man dead inside a BMW. Beamer? And this young man was charged with gun possession. Looks like a girl with his pink sweatshirt, if that's pink, actually. Maybe it's just because he's wearing a pink bonnet thing. Black. Is this a 24-year-old who was shot and killed? Daquan Buckley, shot multiple times by a passenger in the car that he was driving. I don't think that he was actually driving. He was just in the driver's seat at the time, because that's kind of dangerous to shoot your driver while you're in the car as a passenger and shoot the driver and, like, let him crash. He was outside of Magic Fingers Studio Hair Salon near East 54th Street and Church Avenue, if you're familiar with East Flatbush, New York. And that happened Saturday night. This past Saturday night or the prior Saturday night? But this was reported May 5th, yesterday, by Colin Mixon, Rocco Parascandola, John Anissi, and Ellen Moynihan. Family remembered this Daquan Buckley guy, I guess that might be him, as a doting father of a 4-year-old who was a whiz with computers. He could break down a computer and fix it back, said Ingrid Homer, age 65, grandmother of Buckley's, get this, half-sister. Mind-boggling already, huh? He's very talented. He went to a good school. I don't know if he taught himself, said this Ingrid Homer gal, his half-sister's grandmother, told the New York Sleazy Daily News. Nice Beamer. Kind of nice. NYPD officers in this photograph show this picture of this car with his driver's side door open. Nice Beamer, nice color. I like those gray, dark gray colors. There it is. Another relative, supposed relative of this young man who got himself killed. I'm saying he got himself killed because I'll tell you later, he was into trouble. He wasn't just a whiz with computers who had a half-sister who has a grandmother and stuff. Oh, no. Another supposed relative reflected on the victim's childhood charm. Childhood charm. The mainstream media nowadays is just turning all the blacks into just these cute, lovable people. I used to watch Daquan as a very young kid. He was very, very lovable. See, lovable. And he's very smart. He's very educated, said Ayanna Homer, Buckley's half-sister's mother. So maybe the daughter to the grandmother? Maybe? Who's not even the young man's real mother? My daughter is his sister, but she is like a sister hyphen mother to him, a sister mother to him. What a messed up family. Whenever anything happens to him, he goes to his sister most of the time, said Ayanna Homer, age 43. Moving forward, the shooter was a passenger in the car and the victim was in the driver's seat, said a woman who works in the area and witnessed the bloodshed. They were sitting in the car together. The guy shot him 3 times, then he got out of the car and walked away, said the witness. Crazy, huh? Oh, but New York is safe. as long as you stay out of trouble. This boy didn't stay out of, this young man, 24 years old, didn't stay out of trouble. The guy shot him 3 times, got out of the car, and walked away. His family said, despite his smarts, here it is. Here's the little bit more of the truth of the situation, or the facts, alternative facts to the situation. Not just this lovable computer whiz, Black. Despite the advantage of a premium education, oh, we need education. Daquan, what a name, huh? You know that's a Black name. Daquan Buckley, or is that French? Had veered into criminal activity. And listen to what they say. Buckley's mother made sure they got the best education. She always made sure her son got the best education, and also my daughter as well, said Ayanna Homer. What happened? Where's the mother? Well, anyway. He was very smart, but he made the wrong friends. Parents and half-sister's parents always blaming the young man or the young lady's friends. You notice that? They just blame the friends. Oh, I blame his friends. I knew some bad parents of bad young ladies and young gentlemen, and they always blame the friends. So phony. Well, it looks like it is the friends, because the friends are like bad influences. But this guy is easily influenced. That's your fault. And also, he's probably a bad influence too. He's no angel, just like you're no angel, parents. Or half-sibling's parents. He made the wrong friends, and he went in jail for some time, and then he came out, said Ingrid Homer. According to the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision, Daquan Buckley, they keep calling him Buckley, but it's Daquan. Daquan Buckley was released on parole in 2022 after serving just over 3 years for gun possession. Now, I disagree with the so-called crime of gun possession. So, but Blacks, you already know you're not supposed to be owning certain guns, especially not in New York City or New York or wherever you are, in the People's Republic of New York. Not only is it an anti-white law or anti-Second Amendment law, it's going to catch you up too. Shout out to the Blacks. But he served 3 years just for having a gun? Wow, what a mess. Well, maybe it's not just for having a gun. Maybe there were some other things. And then they dropped the charges, and then lesser, and then you got to... I'm laughing, but it's a mess. Maybe you should still have been in there, be alive today, maybe. More recently, but listen to this. It goes further. This Daquan Buckley was busted. This is the guy who got shot 3 times, or multiple times, and killed in his car, or this car. Busted after he was stopped in Brooklyn March 14th, just a month and a half ago, driving a 2024 Black Beamer BMW with an Illinois license plate that was reported stolen. What? How do you get to be driving a stolen car? Did you steal it? Did you know somebody? Did you have the wrong friends who stole a car and gave it to you? So said a law enforcement source. He was charged with grand larceny, whatever that is, and criminal possession of stolen property. The BMW. What is up with the Blacks and BMWs? Aren't those, anyway, German? The BMW had been pilfered from a rental car company in Boston, said the source. Don't be pilfering rental cars. Boston, Massachusetts, by the way. And then listen to what the writers, because it took like 4 different people to write this trash. It's not trash. It's very interesting. But listen to how they characterize it. In the wake of his death, the close-knit family is reeling. That's not really a family to me. She's trying to hold up, said Ayanna Homer of Daquan Buckley's mother. Oh, okay, so the mother So his real mother is around, but just hasn't talked to the media, at least not to the New York Daily News for this article. So we just had to hear about him from the sister, the half-sister's mother and grandmother. Why are we only hearing about women? Is there no man in this situation? The man got himself shot and killed, committed a bunch of crimes, being a mess. She's trying to hold up. Was there more? I feel like there might have been some more. Let's see. I think that was it. Let's see. Let me just check one more thing. Yeah. Crazy, huh? Is that him? That looks like it might be him, because I feel like I see a little bit of hair on his chin. But it might not be hair. And a 15-year-old black probably won't generally have hair on his chin. What a mess, huh? What was remarkable to me about it was that other than that, he allegedly stole a BMW or had a BMW that was stolen and did 3 years in jail, gun possession, and maybe who knows what else. Great education and whiz kid. They lead with the whiz kid stuff. And then afterwards, you see, oh, he was involved in all kinds of crime. I guess I'm not necessarily just going to get shot randomly by a passenger in my vehicle for that. Stay out of trouble. You're likelier to be better off. But also, the family situation, all messed up. Reminds me of reading the From Rage to Responsibility, Jesse Lee Peterson's book. I was, like, baffled hearing Jesse describe it. And his family, his upbringing was actually pretty nice compared to this, because he had his grandpa in his life, and sometimes he would even see his dad. But his grandpa had his grandmother, who was his mother's mother, another woman whom he was married to, and then another woman down the road. And they all knew about each other. They all somewhat got along. And the grandpa was still the man. That was better than what's happening now, where they subsidize single mothers. And that was before it became all quite the rage to be having the children out of wedlock among the blacks. And now everybody's doing it. But the blacks are leading the way with it like crazy. but he had all these different cousins or half siblings and real siblings and stuff like that. And it was rural, and they were on the plantation and had responsibilities, and they all worked. And they went to church and went to like small time school. Was maybe a little bit subsidized by the whites, the schools maybe. You know, the whites will be like, hey, we want to help these blacks out. Or Jewish people or whoever. Do-gooders. But it's just a completely different world. The black culture and the white culture. Or the ghetto culture, as my co-host, the snake, from Arizona. That's not black culture, that's ghetto culture. Ghetto culture is not black culture. Shout out. What a life. What an early death. Meanwhile, in England, Sadiq Khan is the re-elected mayor as of, I guess, Saturday. something like that. Saturday. Sadiq Khan is the first Muslim mayor. Actually, he's like the third mayor. He's like the third mayor, if I understand this story correctly. And he was reelected to a third term, historic third term. They're making this big old headline, big old deal about it. Probably because he's a Muslim and not white Anglo mayor of this English, iconic English city called London. The Mirror Politics, the far left extremist Mirror foreign outlet, Daily Mirror, or Mirror, whatever, mirror.co.uk. Why are your web addresses so complicated, United Kingdom people? Sadiq Khan, re-elected as, maybe because you guys have higher IQ. We can't handle all this. Just do simple.com or something. Sadiq Khan, re-elected as mayor of London as he wins historic third term. And look at this, man. Okay, and so look at this response and this reply, because this was what caught my eye here. The Tories based an entire campaign on appealing to racists and hoping that the ULEZ, whatever that is, ULEZ grift and lies about pay per mile would carry them through. London would not be conned. Big smile, grinning emoji. Well, Paul, you're a sucker. You're conned by the con man, Sadiq Khan. K-H-A-N. I didn't mean to be so punny about it. Catherine posted, not good news for London. And I like that post on X, that reply. Thank you, Catherine, with a K-Y-N. Not good news for London. And then people were like, Londoners disagree with you. Yeah, because they're suckers. Most voters are not sensible people. Well, just put it that way. They're what the communists called useful idiots. Don't say that word, kids. But they are. Okay, so I'm like, first guy to win three terms as mayor. What, one, is he just the first most greedy one? Because the sensible, not power-hungry people, non-selfish, egotistical people, such as George Washington. Am I praising George Washington, calling him non-egotistical? George Washington was like, I don't want to be a king. We should limit our power. So he didn't run for a third term. He just stopped at two. But evil, power-hungry, communist, what's that guy's name? FDR? Ran for president like three times. He got 12 years. What a sick male. So is Sadiq Khan one of those people? We'll find out. We'll find out. Stay tuned. Sadiq Khan, so look at this headline, number three, screenshot three there, Hassan. Sadiq Khan becomes the first person ever to win third term as mayor of London. And that's with an asterisk. Labour, he's in the Labour Party. But he doesn't want to labour. He doesn't want to work. Labour means work. That's communist, really. Because labourers and workers, they don't work. They don't want to work. They want to work at getting out of work. They want to work at getting paid for not working. That's what the communists want to do. Oh, we need our union break. Oh, we need our union pay. And all kinds of mess. And now we have commie capitalism taking over. Labour's Sadiq Khan, S-A-D-I-Q, Khan, K-H-A-N. Isn't that shocking? I remember when he was elected. I feel like. Because I feel like I was producer in my early days of producer of the Jesse Lee Peterson show when this guy was elected. Look at him with his dark eyes or dark circles around his eyes. But anyway, fairly fit. He knows how to speak English. Sounds all sophisticated with that English accent. Re-elected as mayor of London after he received more than 1 million votes. Comfortably beat controversial, which means probably halfway reasonable. Anytime the liberal media calls something controversial, it means halfway reasonable. Tory candidate. Tory is like the supposedly more right-wing or conservative or something. And they're just a bunch of rhinos. Susan Hall is a woman. That sounds like a woman's name. And indeed, you see a little bit of her in that picture. So, yeah, he won with over 1 million votes. She had 800,000 votes. That's quite a lot. Supposedly conservative. And then Rob Blackie. Nice. Liberal Democrat. What in the world? Zoe or Zoe? It's Zoe, right? Garbett. Green Party. And then other people. Howard, Natalie, Amy. What are all these women are running? Why did the Tories put a woman? Now, I like this woman based on what I've heard from her. You'll hear more about her. Listen to what this guy says. Sadiq Khan, a liberal. We ran a campaign, a communist, basically. We ran a campaign that was in keeping with the spirit and values of this great city. You're a Muslim, dude, in a Christian nation, a city that regards our diversity not as a weakness, but an almighty strength. What? So diversity is God to him? Well, I guess it would be, because that's the only reason that he's won office, and one that rejects right-wing populism and looks forward, not back. What's right-wing populism? What does that even mean? Does anybody know what populism even means? People claim that Trump is a populist. I see Trump as just a sensible person. I don't get what populism supposedly means. And supposedly right wing. Barely anybody's right wing. Seems like to me. What does right wing even mean? Ms. Hall shook her head as he made his remarks. Wow, so she was on stage shaking her head. Mr. Khan, the Sadiq guy, a Muslim mayor, said he thanked his family for their support and apologized. Go back a little bit. Oh, yeah, there she is. She's like shaking her head. I guess she's on stage being sour grapes. Imagine that. But go back. I want to read what he says to his family. This guy's all grandstanding like he's, oh, listen to this. He thanked his family for their support, but apologized, and they spell it the British way with an S. Apologized is with a Z. Learn English, you English people. Just kidding around. For them facing protests by our home. So they were protesting outside this guy's home. People were protesting and threats, quote unquote. Everybody's been threatened. And if you're in a controversial times and you're on the main stage, you're going to get people protesting outside your home. And you're going to get face threats. And he doesn't care. He's pretending to care. I know there have been times when this job has taken a toll on you. He's talking to his family, supposedly. But that's not right or fair. Some of this stuff on social media. Oh, dear. The social media stuff. This guy. The protests by our home. The threats. It's upsetting. It's frightening. And it's wrong. I'm truly sorry for putting you through this. Talk about a phony, self-righteous guy pretending like he put them through it. He's really blaming the people the people who protested outside of his home, supposedly, according to him. I believe it. And supposedly threatened him. Who knows? They're so soft over there, they'll put you in jail for telling the truth and call it hate speech. Or tell facts anyway and call it hate speech. Shout out to the UK. Our British brothers. And our British foreigner people, because now they're a bunch of foreigners, with foreign values, including some of the whites. Okay, so you can go back to the one where you were, just were there, Hassan. Mr. Khan has won praise for an introduction of, listen to this, free school meals. Communism! For all primary school pupils in London. Free school meals. So that's what his purpose is, but he's faced controversy. Or you guys call it controversy, something like that. What do you guys call it? How do you guys say it? for his expansion of ULEZ, the ultra-low emission zone, ULEZ, ultra-low emission zone, which sees drivers of the most polluting vehicles made to pay a daily charge, extended to cover all 33 boroughs of Greater London last August. So he's charging the people who give a hoot but pollute. Maybe there's a truck drivers, who knows what. So in other words, he's an environmentalist, which is a communist, not the good kind of environmentalist like Trump. Isn't that wild? They put the woman whom he just beat. Why did you run a woman right behind him, next to him? The conservatives, listen to this. Go down one more. It's the same picture. The conservatives have faced criticism over the decision to put up Ms. Hall. This Susan Hall looks like a middle-aged woman. I don't know. Can't really tell from far away. Because listen to this. The former Harrow Council leader. So she's a little politician. Local politician woman, I guess. Supported Donald Trump. The horror. Give me a break. That's a good thing. And expressed deep joy at Liz Truss's mini-budget. Remember Liz Truss? Remember Liz Truss? They put a woman as... I forgot about Liz Truss. Isn't she the woman who became the leader for like 40 days? And then she resigned? She became the prime minister? I forgot about her. And now they've replaced her with some Indian guy. Indian Englishman guy, I think. Supposedly a conservative. Remains to be seen. Maybe he's like a Dinesh D'Souza. A based guy. I throw around that term loosely. Okay, so interesting. Campaigners, go to the next one. Listen to this. These are more supposed bad things about this Susan Hall gal. Campaigners raised concerns about her suitability to be mayor after footage emerged of her suggesting the black community, and they spelled black with a capital B, to kiss up to the blacks, like they've been doing ever since George Floyd got himself killed, has problems with crime. The black community has problems, quote-unquote, problems with crime. They distance themselves. And why, English people, Englishmen, why do you put the period outside of the quotation mark? If it's a period, it goes inside the quotation mark. If it's a question mark and the question mark is not inside the question mark, then you can put it outside. Why do you guys do that? It doesn't look good. It looks sloppy and ugly, FYI. British people, English people. Just something that I've noticed about the English people's writing. At least their mainstream media. Stinks. Be more American and put the period on the inside of the quotation marks. It looks better. Even if there wasn't a period there, you just put it on the inside. Okay. And they put commas afterwards, too. It just really looks ridiculous. Anyway. That's true. I bet that's true. The black community in England, as in the United States, although it's a different situation a little bit, has problems with crime. That's a true fact. What? She's not suitable to be mayor because she's telling something true? With footage of her saying it, supposedly? It also emerged she had liked a social media post picturing Enoch Powell. Am I pronouncing his name correctly? And I'll look up Enoch Powell in a second. With the caption, "It's never too late to get London back." I think that's wishful thinking, Susan Hall, but she liked a post. And look at this Enoch Powell guy. Enoch Powell, British politician. His lifespan was 1912 to 1998. John Enoch Powell was a British politician. He served as conservative member of the parliament. And this is the Wikipedia page. They're not leading with any, oh, he's a white nationalist, or oh, he was something. He was just this normal guy, according to them. According to Wikipedia, right? Far left extremist. He was a Minister of Health, then Ulster Unionist Party MP, Member of Parliament. He was a classical scholar. During the Second World War, he served in both staff and intelligence positions, reaching the rank of brigadier, whatever that is. He also wrote poetry and many books on classical and political subjects. Died of Parkinson's disease. Rest in peace. Look at that man's face. Wouldn't you prefer that man to be? Well, you wouldn't want him to be mayor, because that's too manly and dignified to be a mere mayor. Maybe he was more radical and they just don't mention it, but the opening paragraph about him doesn't mention anything untoward. Even by their ugly standards. So here's the whole story on this mayor situation. Is this interesting to you guys? It's interesting to me, but you know me. Okay. Nobody has previously been elected for a third term as London mayor. Ken Livingstone was beaten by Boris Johnson when he tried to win that third term, Ken Livingstone, in the year 2008, while Mr. Johnson decided to return to Westminster instead. Boris Johnson returned to Westminster I forget what he did. Boris Johnson. What a disappointment. What a phony. What a lame-o. Am I right? I think I'm right. Okay, so, and I'm like, oh, 2008, what about earlier? What about 100 years ago? So I look up this Ken Livingstone guy, Kenneth Robert Livingstone, English retired politician, Greater London Council, 1981, till it was abolished in 86, Mayor of London from the creation of the office in 2000. So the Mayor of London has only existed since 2000. That's just 24 years, less than 24 years until 2008. So he served 8 years as mayor. So it's no remarkable thing. There's only been three mayors since there have been a mayor of London. Go back to this picture of Sadiq Khan, the first picture of this guy. I scoff at Sadiq Khan. Zoom in on that face, this guy. The kiss-up evil mainstream media pretending like it's this great thing that this is remarkable thing. That the third mayor got his third term. Hake is punishing us. What's Hake crying about today? I'm crying about the Muslim mayor stays winning in England. That's why I call you guys foreigners. He's a handsome guy. I could see why they probably have women voting. Oh yeah, the sister suffragettes. They got their women's vote. You ever heard of Mary Poppins? Mary Poppins, the children's mother, Winifred. Winifred, don't be emotional. And she's all protesting for her so-called fake right to vote. Sadiq Khan. Let's see about this guy. British politician. Psh, British with an asterisk. Has a child named Anissa. Where is he born? I want to see the birthplace. He was born in London. You know, you kind of do blame the British Empire for this, because they let in all their Indian people, and that might be what this guy was. Sadiq Aman Khan, born in 1970. So he's basically like a Gen Xer, right? Parents migrated from Lucknow to Pakistan following the partition of India in 1947. Lucknow is in the United Provinces, British India. Chicken tikka masala is their national dish, says Nick, the American anchor baby, who also knows about England and India, Indians, because he's spent some time in Canada, which is owned by the Queen of England, or it's the King now, if you want to call him that. But he's basically an Obama. They make him pretty light-skinned there. Is he actually that light-skinned? We wish him well, I guess. We don't hate him. Well, some of you guys might. Some of us might, but we shouldn't do that. That's why they keep winning, because they're better at hating. They push this fake love. This guy is like, oh, what did he say? It was ridiculous what this guy said. Diversity, not as a weakness. Look forward and not look back. He said something about hate and something like that. Hate not winning. A phony. Pushing phoniness. Because these people, that's all they ever do. Do your homeworks before you start the show, Hake. Whatever. Mama Spirit. That's why they do the free lunch thing. That's why they do the communism thing. That's why they call out quote-unquote hate when they're everybody as hateful as the more manly haters, if there is such a thing. The more manly haters are the ones who are like, they like the closer to the truth and the facts. Whereas the womanly haters pretend like they say love is love and evil lies like that, and they are anti-racist. Where's my spittoon? It's right here. That's sick. Oh my goodness, I'm over the top of the hour, guys. I gotta take a break. You can call in the meantime, but thank you, Hassan. That's Sadiq Khan. It is LN Monday. Let's return to love. This is fake love. This is more Mama Spirit love, because all musicians are liberals, especially the emotional ones, and this one is emotional. This is called Forgotten Ships. It's shoegaze, but it's Christian, I think. But it's not so Christian, because I noticed that a lot of his songs are about some woman or whatever, and relationship and sadness and whatever. Hope you enjoy it. It's from the 2002 album Novel. LN, everybody. Be right back for the rest of Hour 2. Hang tight. isn't it kind of a vibe? Painting my pictures in art after art class late at night till like 3 a.m. when I was going to school at Azusa Pacific University. Isn't that sweet? Thank you guys for bearing with me through it. Some quick super chats, guys. I was remiss in reading them, in failing to read them, in my duties. Evil is still real, says Kevin Howe. I'd bend CJ over my knee like a little kid, LOL. He doesn't bother me. And then he said, and then Evil is still real says, confirmed. Kevin Howe bends. I can't say this because it's kind of suggesting something that I disavow for the sake of Kevin Howe. Because you're not, he wasn't saying it like that, CJ. This was from Evil Is Still Real. CJ from Texas called in to Hake on Friday. And Kevin Howe was like, a balanced diet. And CJ's like, meat. And fat is the food of kings. Confirm, Kevin. How I can't read it. It's very simple. Ben's little kid's over, but he's talking about like roughhousing. You know, like a dad or a big cousin or whatever. Roughhouses with the little boys, and the little boy thinks that he's all strong and good at wrestling. I used to think I was good at wrestling. And fighting buddies, he used to call it. But then I remember one time my cousin, who has like 5 years on me, he was tired of it. And so he just like pinned me or whatever, like just slammed me down. And it took me down easy. I was like, oh, all this time you've been playing easy to take down and stuff like that. So that's all it meant. It's nothing like that. Evil is still real, but Evil is Still Real knows that. But yeah, I guess, Kevin Howe, you set yourself up if you stated that in your choice of words in the chat or whatever. Or like a father spanks his son. But it's not like anyway, we get the point. Thank you. Thank you. Evil is still real. Amusing and my bag. Not reading this when I should have, which was on Friday. Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of you guys find him irritating, and maybe because he sounds irritable, and I was thinking, CJ in Texas, you sound irritable. Maybe you need more fiber in your diet. By fiber, I mean, but I think that he's probably quite healthy. Otherwise, he wouldn't be touting it. Because he wouldn't be touting something that, if he was knowingly suffering from it, He touts his diet, which is, you know, meat, fat, maybe a little bit of like a kimchi or whatever. And because it works for him, he believes in it. And it makes sense. He said it's the food of kings. The vegetables are the food of slaves. And I think it's good to have a balance of slave food and king food. Because are the kings so healthy? Maybe they are. Are the slaves so unhealthy? Maybe they are. Maybe we are. But I feel pretty good after I eat a bunch of spinach. And I don't think it was just Popeye, the sailor man. And it's not canned spinach, it's the fresh stuff. Triple washed, supposedly, ready to eat. Although I have seen, like, bugs flattened. Kind of gross. A little extra protein for you, I guess. But, you know, now and then you'll, like, see, like, dirt and you have to rub it off. I'm like, oh, I don't know. But thank you, CJ, as always, man. Appreciate it. Okay. More super chats, because I have to keep this moving. A truck driver bought a coffee on Friday saying, Señor James, have you ever seen a T-Rex? It's a Tyrannosaurus Rex. As in that short-armed, big, huge, big-headed, meat-eating dinosaur. A T-Rex turned into a chicken? Chickens also have... They're not too dissimilar to T-Rexes. Or a chicken turned into a T-Rex? Asks truck driver. No, I've never seen that. I am indifferent on the evolution question, the EQ. The evolution question. I have never really cared about it. I believe in creation. I believe God created it. But he could have used evolution. I don't care. People want to read the Bible in a way that maybe the Bible didn't mean for you to read it that way. Or it wasn't taking a position that in the way that you think it's taking a position. As CJ and Tejas said, I'm not going to use the Bible for science stuff. The Bible is for, like, life lessons. You get a lot of life lessons. What not to do, the horrific things people do. You don't have to say do. Stuff like that. Truck driver is one of my trucker men listeners. Any trucker ladies catch Hake? And he's a flat earther. Hake, Baltard. It's clearly a globe. Okay, so this is a good thing. Okay, so say I'm here. I'm right here, okay, on this obvious globe. And you see the firmament is part of this too. The firmament is part of it. You see, because it captures clouds. This is just clouds. See, the firmament spins along with it. That's why if you're up in the air, you're still in the firmament. The firmament is spinning. The firmament being the, I'm calling firmament, but I mean atmosphere. It's spinning. Okay, so it's spinning and it's traveling however, like that, whatever, according to what they say. But I kind of believe it because you look at the sky and like you look at stars at one point or the moon or whatever, and then it's over there. Sun too, but... Look, I'm right here, roughly, give or take, right? And my finger alone, the tip of my finger... Look, I have a dime in my... This is important, guys. I have a dime here, and I like to keep a dime ever since I watched No Country for Old Men. I found out that dimes are actually useful. And I disavow that movie. I don't like it. I didn't really like it, but... I found it interesting that the man would have a dime in his pocket, and dimes are good screwdriver heads for unscrewing different things. Not that I ever do that. And in fact, I have a Swiss Army knife. But look, this is a dime, okay? If I'm on the top of Mount Everest, I still won't see a dime's worth of this obvious globe. Like, look at this dime. That's like half of California, or like three quarters of California. There's no way I see that much. So how much of a curve do you expect to see on this little, do you see the dime? You see it, right? Okay, so how much of a, look, I'll turn the, you see the, just the tippy tip of the dime. How much of a curve do you see on that dime if you're just, you're not even a dime's thickness tall? Looks pretty flat to me. The top surface of the dime. And there's all kinds of dimes. If I taped a whole bunch of dimes to this obvious globe, it would be a whole bunch of discs of visibility. The horizon is just this big on this thing. Do you see what I'm trying to say, flat earthers? No, I think I have it upside down. No, I have it upside down. I don't know geography. But do you see what I'm saying? It's just, you just see like this, not even like a pinky's worth. Why do you think you're going to see a curve on that little sliver of the obvious globe? You're not going to see a curve. Shout out, flat earthers. I'm getting all heated. Like my first caller talked about, you get all heated and then you're all nice when confronted with the flat earther. Oh, hi, Sean. Oh, hi. You know, Sean, also a flat earther. Mortal enemies. Irish Caesar versus Scottish Hake. I'm not even full-blown Scottish. I'm just like a quarter, maybe. Not even that, probably. I don't even know what I am now anymore. But you're not going to see much curve. So that's when and then on this, on like a phone, like you see like this much out of where you can actually see all the way that way. You expect that little sliver curve to be detectable? Anyway. That's that for, maybe I should get to calls. That's too many, you can shine a laser farther than a curvature would allow. How do you know the light is not diffracting? Diffracting. But anyway, thank you guys for bearing with me through that. I guess I'll stop there and I'll read more of the super chats later. I know I'm remiss in getting to them. I have failed to get to them. Jaime in Minnesota on the line here. How you doing, Jaime? Thank you for calling and holding there, man.
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Hey, that Earth, once they started saying that it was round,
yeah,
that's when all the sexually immoral people started coming out. I don't know if you noticed that.
Say again?
The Hollyweird, when they said that it was round, the Earth was round.
Yeah.
That's when everybody started turning transgender and homosexual and all that kind of stuff.
Correlation is not causation.
No, it isn't. I'm just saying.
No, it's interesting, though.
If we go back to flat Earth,
yeah,
then everything will go all right.
Do you think so? Is it because...
No, I don't.
Sodom and Gomorrah, were they... Were most people flat earthers at any point in the world?
I'm sure very few people thought about it.
Yeah, true. They just lived their life on the earth that they did see. Nice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, hey, I was talking to a group of people on Saturday, and we meet, you know, every Saturday. They're religious people, you know, and
yeah.
They're the kind of people that like the Sabbath. You know the Sabbath on Saturday?
Yes. Are they Seventh-day Adventists?
Well, they aren't that, but they like the Jewish stuff more.
Okay.
And like the feasts, and they like to do the festivals and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not into that anymore. I used to look at it and kind of wonder about it, but it's not my thing. But they meet on Saturdays, you know, and they talk. They do like a hey, how you doing? Does anybody have anything to talk about? And then they have a question and answer kind of thing where somebody will ask a question and then the group is supposed to answer.
Yeah.
It's tons of fun. And they don't agree with a lot of the things. Like, I don't agree with a lot of the things that they say.
Yeah.
And they find it very offensive. Some people find it offensive. Other people find it intriguing.
Yeah, stuff that you say.
Yeah. Like the things with the Bible being true or not, or whether Paul was an apostle, or whether...
That's right, marriage, you're a Paul denier. Go ahead.
Right. Well, whether Paul or marriage is between a man and a woman who are going to have kids. And that was one of the conversations that we... And also with, like, single women being able to care for a child properly.
Oh, yeah. You say they're not. And,
right.
Yeah.
And that's what I say. And there's been people who, like, older people who are getting married.
Yeah.
They hear those things.
So are these people... That, go ahead.
That I say.
Oh, and older then, people meaning they, past childbearing well, age?
What?
Meaning past childbearing age?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And, you know,
yeah.
And they ask, they say, hey, well, what is it, you know, people think about marriage or whatever.
Yeah.
And I say, well, I don't agree that, you know, older people should be getting married like that. If they aren't going to have kids, then they shouldn't be getting married.
Yeah.
And then we go into the Bible and they say, well, you know, everybody disagrees with that. And I don't think it's because they look at it logically. They just think about the ego lift of, oh, I'm getting married.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? And things like that.
So they're, are they liberal or are they more just don't realize that they're liberal?
I think they don't realize that they're liberal.
Yeah.
And I do say things like that, like, hey, you know, this whole idea, especially with the lifting up women who are single and,
yeah,
just, you know, taking their side, it's a very liberal idea.
Right.
And, you know, I'll say, I disagree with that wholeheartedly.
I've noticed that a lot of normal, normie, conservative, so-called Christian people are actually just brainwashed by all kinds, just because we're born and bred and marinated, to steal a phrase from Oprah, in this feminism where you think, oh, women can do this, women can vote, women have some equality thing, and racism is real, and divorce and remarriage is fine, and all kinds of stuff like that. And that's not. It's not.
Right.
They'll be divorced and remarried, but then they'll look down on the gays, which the divorce and remarriage, I speculate, is part of what led to the gays getting taken over with their false evil values, because we've accepted other evil values such as divorce and remarriage. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
And with the marriage thing, the one guy was saying, well, you know, God made Adam and then he made Eve because he saw that it was not good for him to be alone.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a chance to tell him, well, you know, God was going to have him making babies over there in Eden.
Right. Oh, he was?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
How do you know?
He told the animals to, you know, be fruitful and multiply. Then he told the fish to be fruitful and multiply.
Okay.
He was going to tell man.
Ah.
And plus, God said when they got kicked out of Eden, now you woman, you know, you're going to have pain during your childbirth.
Yeah.
Which would mean that they would have had childbirth, but not painful.
It's the way
I look at it.
Yeah, the way that it was, somebody told me, and so I didn't have this, I didn't think about it at all. The way that somebody told me was that it's crazy what people jump to conclusions about based on what's not even written in the Bible, was they didn't have the S word and they weren't going to, and they weren't going to have kids because they would have just been perfect in Eden forever.
No.
Maybe.
No.
No, the reason why I say that is because it happened the other way. And God knew that it was going to happen the other way. And so,
if Eve was there, why would Adam keep Eve around if he wasn't having the F? Come on, think about it.
Maybe it was platonic.
No.
I really think so, because have you heard what JLP says? That you can't even get married if you're not in the fallen state. I mean, you can't even have S-word and want to have babies, because there's nothing missing. You're already perfectly content. You're not going to go jump into hell with somebody.
Well, sure, they were already married, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that this is...
Well, anyways, we have, interesting conversations like that.
Yeah.
And some people do get offended.
Right.
And it's interesting that the more conservative ideas are offensive to people that are churchy people.
Yeah.
They're church people.
Right.
You know the type, right?
Yeah. So these are just Christian Christians. And
right.
You're just having an interesting dialogue with them. Well, that's cool, man. And so they're right on. Sounds kind of cool.
Sometimes I think, oh, boy, I did it this time. You know, my wife and I are driving home.
Uh-huh.
And, okay, now we won't get invited back.
Right, but you still get invited back so far.
Yeah.
Nice.
And they still want to, it's like I get my way out of there, and then they just pull me back in. You know?
Well, long as you keep a good attitude and don't speak out of turn and don't be spouting off, you'll be fine. And you watch yourself, because you don't want to look down on these people. They're just
you too were
a normie, and in many ways you probably still are a normie and have blind spots. And they're human beings with some life and some form of wisdom from that life. So everybody can learn from one another.
Yeah, and I think like what JLP says is be glad that you can see, when something comes up. And I believe that there has been some things, some identities that I have inside that have come up, and I was able to see because, I mix with them.
Yeah.
And so that's pretty good.
That's cool, man. Interesting.
All right. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. All right, you have a good day.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Hi, man, Minnesota. Call me again sometime.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Daniel in Texas. Daniel in Tejas. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm well, James. How are you?
I'm fine. What do you got? What do you think as a Texan of me calling it Tejas?
It rubs me the wrong way, to be
Does
honest.
It? Yeah.
Yeah, just my I have a visceral reaction to it.
Yeah.
But I've overcome it.
Right on.
Silent prayer and forgiving my mother.
Nice. Are you serious that it does it rub you the wrong way at times, or did it used to?
Not in a way that is really a problem.
Right.
It's just when you say it instinctively, I think,
I kind of correct myself. I mean, I say both things because I know, like in Spanish, that's how they say it, right? But also, I know that there is a resentment about the Hispanics taking over. And I share that resentment, honestly.
Yeah.
Maybe not to the extent that other people do. Like, I know one guy who gets irritated at hearing a Hispanic accent. You know, some of these ladies who call hake, or just people, gals with strong Hispanic accents, especially the stronger it is, they get really irritated at it. And every now and then I might share in that irritation, because this is America and stuff like that. But it's kind of home. I grew up with it, and so it doesn't really bother me. I understand the situation is not really good, but it's something that we American whites, both have to overcome if we want to do well in this world, and acknowledge that it's wrong, but don't be mad about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, when I do get mad about it, I do have an ace in the hole that I can use against you.
All right.
And that is Nevada.
Oh, it's not Nevada?
I'm just saying it to annoy you.
Oh, yeah, true, because Hake gets easily annoyed at you. You heard me go off about the period going outside of the quotation mark in British media writing. So, yeah, it's Nevada.
Yeah.
It's not Nevada.
Yeah.
That's funny. It's so stupid, huh?
Yeah, dumb stuff.
All right.
So the topic is mama-spirited individuals in political power and positions of authority. And do you think that there is a psychology behind this, that it's an engineered thing to breed resentment among people who are not in positions of authority to keep them in fighting?
Oh. Repeat your statement, your phrase, your question again.
Do you think that people in authority have mama spirit to keep people who are not in authority fighting each other?
Yes. yes. You look at, because they themselves like fighting. They yeah. like drama. They like being yep. accusatory. I've
they
noticed.
Like spectating.
Say again?
They like spectating.
Yeah.
They like these... watching the. They don't want to fight. They want to watch the fights.
Oh, interesting. Kind of like let's get these diverse people together. Let's have this diversity. Shake them together and see if they fight. Like you put yes. two bugs in a jar and see if they fight.
Yes.
Interesting.
That is a wartime strategy amongst soldiers, that the officers are amicable towards the enemy, so that when the officers are either taken out by the enemy, the enlisted will be more likely to engage the enemy than to retreat, because they've been held on a leash against their will, and they don't want to retreat from something that has agitated them for so long.
Oh, wow.
So officers will be amicable towards the enemy, and then if an officer is killed in battle, instead of the enlisted panicking and retreating, they will advance more vociferously towards the enemy.
Okay. And the reason being, they've seen the guy being nice to the enemy.
Right. They saw preferential treatment towards the enemy, and it makes them jealous of the enemy.
Okay. Huh. That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's a psychological game. I know, and it's done in the military.
Wow.
Now the officers don't, that's how they act, and, you know, I guess everybody's different, but that's the general psychological idea. Probably fail sometimes. I yeah. don't know. But that's the general idea, is the people in power are gracious to the enemy, so that the people who have no power will be jealous of the enemy.
You know, that can backfire on the leadership sometimes. I look at it, you remind me of my first caller today, Brett in Nevada. Or Nevada, if you prefer, who said people about people who seem to change face. When he brought that up, they'll like talk all tough in the media or wherever against the Democrats. And then you see these Republicans and Democrats all like rubbing elbows and being buddy-buddy and getting along with each other and laughing together. All these former presidents and everybody, except for Trump. They shut out Trump so far.
Uh-huh.
But they all get along, and we're like, some of us, they're just one big club, and you're not in it. And so that can be the same feeling that people get maybe with like an officer who's maybe more protected in battle. And yet he's getting along with the enemy, and so we're just using other people's lives as just pawns. To yeah. kill them off, and you don't even really care about the outcome because you're protected either way.
Yeah. I do think it's a double-edged sword, though, because like you said, it can backfire. And if an officer is consistently showing preferential treatment to an enemy, the troops may drag their feet when it comes to orders coming from that officer.
Yeah.
So
they'll doubt the true loyalties of the leader.
Right. And so... I think it's a psychological thing that has probably backfired as much as it's been successful.
But there's wisdom in not being overly antagonistic to an enemy. Like, I think Trump getting along with Kim Jong-un, with Putin, with Xi Jinping, and all these supposed enemies of America, and a lot of them, in a lot of ways, they are enemies, and not necessarily getting along with our supposed allies who are not truly friends of America, you know, NATO and all them. He did more for, like, quote-unquote world peace, because you're not supposed to be, like, overly antagonistic to an enemy. You're supposed to try to get along with them as much as possible. And where it breaks down, that's where it breaks down. That's where you have your hard stance.
Yeah, the problem is there is such a thing, at least in these skill sets, when you're dealing with national security and foreign countries.
Yeah,
the skill, you do need to know how to be dishonest. You have to have that skill set,
right?
You got to have a poker face. And if you don't have a poker face and you're just honest about everything, like in the Civil War, when there was a town being surrounded by Confederates and there was a Union officer in charge that had all the means at his disposal to defend the town and successfully fend off this attack. And instead he had a parlay and revealed every single one of his positions to the Confederates. And the Confederates said, well, we advise you to surrender. And he says, well, okay, if you advise that, I'll do that.
Wow.
Well, there is such a thing as too much honesty.
Wow. Yeah, interesting.
Anyway.
Interesting input, man. It's kind of something I think that we can learn, that anybody can learn from in dealing with people, in dealing with a situation. Nice.
Those are my two cents.
Right on.
I'll let you get to other people.
By the way, real quick, did you see my display, my rant, my performance with this obvious globe and the dime?
Today? Yes, I did.
What did you think of it?
I did. I thought that is the reason why you're getting personal invites from the president of the Flat Earth Society.
Nice.
I said, now there's a man who really knows how to rub elbows with the right people.
That's funny. Yeah, we should get along with the Flat Earthers. It's, because you're a Flat Earther too, you're right?
Yes, I guess. According to your definition, sure.
Okay.
I'll play ball.
How would you call yourself?
I don't like to get into labels and all that. All
right.
Because I'd be a Flat Earther, I'd be a Confederate sympathizer, I'd be a Union sympathizer, I'd be it all.
I know. Okay, did you see, last quick question, did you see Sean, the producer of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, when he guest hosted the first hour of the JLP show one day recently? He deflated the ball and just smashed it.
I actually missed that part. I think I came in a little after he had done all that, but I did hear Jesse talking about it.
Okay.
So I took Jesse for his word that Sean did do that.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And I remember Sean saying that cringing is not a manly trait.
Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting because I hadn't heard that before.
He, both he and Lin Yen Shin have said it. So that's the testimony of two witnesses. So you know it's true. Cringing is womanly.
It sounds about right. You really shouldn't have reactions like that if you're stoic.
Yeah. Nice, man. Well, good to hear from you. Call me again, Daniel, in Texas. Take care.
Will do.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye. C-Sal asks, I still don't understand how me having a Hispanic accent is evil, Hake? ? Quadruple exclamation mark. I wasn't specifically only talking about you, but I don't know if your accent is strong enough to be irritating to the man about whom I'm talking. But we're just talking about the fact that we have so many Hispanics and they talk all Hispanic and there's like stronger accents even than yours. Cause we've heard from CSL and the Hake Report and American Anchor Baby and Joelle Friday TV. I think Anchor Baby. And it's just like, you know, the Hispanics are taking over again. We took over Texas. We, the Anglos, okay, not Hake, but the Anglos began like farming in Texas, and just pop demographics is destiny, and now the demographics are turning against the Anglos, and they don't all love white people like you. That's really the what it comes down to. They don't have the American values of freedom of speech, true freedom of speech, especially freedom to tell the truth, the Second Amendment, not voting for Democrats nowadays. Democrats in the 60s and before that, maybe they were better. Sounds like maybe they were. But they vote Democrat. They vote in the socialism that they left. So they just turn it into a dysfunctional society. So that's what the problem is. It's just what it symbolizes. Seesaw. Okay. Let me get to more of these super chats that I was remiss in getting to. Popcorn's Thump Keg with the coffee. You had a caller the other day who mentioned that they were moving away from the Atlanta area. One of the things they referenced as a decision point was the homelessness. Oh, really? I don't remember this. She said she has to see so many homeless people. Okay, so seeing homeless people is a part of the decision of leaving, according to what Popcorn's Thump Keg recalls. I even saw an interview with a super rich guy who was so bothered by the fact he had to see homeless people when he's leaving his house, headed to a private airport to get on his jet. Think about that for a minute. This guy is bothered by the fact that when he's being driven in his luxury car to a private airport to get on his jet, that he's to see homeless people. What an inconvenience, right? Right. I'm going to have to cut this short. It's amazing how... I'm just going to have to read this and not respond to it, man. I'll have to respond to it another day. It's amazing how crass some wealthy people are, he says. Trump suggested buying parcels of cheap land on the outskirts of cities and building tent cities to house homeless people. I only agree with him in it because he mentioned the element of adding medical and mental health professionals and facilities to the mix, not just dumping the people there. But thinking out loud, I would bet there are a large group of people that would only support the idea only because it gets people away from them. They couldn't care less what happens after the people are moved, just to get them away from your town, out of sight, out of mind. And I think Hassan is agreeing with that. and he shares a tip, a news tip. Thank you, Popcorn's Thump Keg. Very interesting. I'm going to have to respond to that another day. Very kind, though. More super chats. These are from Friday. Santino Robles, 5 coffees. Adam and Eve were wondering whether they were black or are wondering whether they are black or white. Eve says, "Why don't you go and ask God?" So Adam goes into the Garden of Eden and shouts to God, "Are we black or white?" Big booming voice bellows, "You are what you are." He immediately goes back to Eve and tells her that they are white. "How do you know?" asks Eve, "because he said, 'You are what you are,'" Adam replied. "What does that mean, we are white?" asked Eve. "Because if you were black, you would have said, 'You is what you is.'" Nice. he did say, "You are, I am what I am." And otherwise, he would have said, "I is what I is." So God in the burning bush is black, is white. Not a victim bought 10 coffees. Very generous. Hate could be the principal of any high school in California or Texas. Wow, that's nice. I forget what the context was, what I covered on Friday that prompted him maybe to say this. Lamps bought 3 coffees. Very generous. Thank you, Lamps, as always. That's cool. I'll have to read the rest of your super chats tomorrow, guys. Real Donald Trump, Rob Blackie, someone, and Carver. Because I got to end on time for Joel Friday. And it's Soul Junk Sunday. Carried into Monday. This is Horse Posing as Unicorn, guys, from the 2002 album 1957. Adios, America. Catch Joel Friday TV next. Bye. Did I play this?
When I bust, cause I'm generous with the words of life. Speak free to degenerate.
send them up to the most high. Bending stuff, ending up roots, reboot. Ephemeris, laminate, enemas. Slice, like spending cuts, flushing out your starfish. Sound class, cleansing us, bending fists when they grip grass. Go tenuous, generating heat, yard bobbing in tenements. Denim bitch, shrugged a bit, dog like revenant. On the mother load with code so splendorous. Tenderfoot, strenuous, crunch like fender bust. Crumple in your frame like war craze seminal. Generals get repulsed, are all manable. With the pulse of God, electrochemical. Mental gust, gentle gust, fire-tongued blunderbuss. Serpent's head get crushed, made mush straight under us. Elements melting our threefold testaments. Loud and more empowered than preschool feminists. Emanate images, vocal blemishes. Dishing out the sword, my lord replenishes. Many friends stemming its choice disseminates. Spreading through the earth, word of the remnant. Regiments heading out, multi-sessioning. Boulders off a precipice, draw most definite. Cuts like impressionists, smash embellishments. Stop the known globe with mud hole emphasis. Baskets in Ephesus, fly like Daedalus. Over and around all found impediments. Jesters like Oedipus, complex specialists. Reppin' murder one, cats can't get next to us. Edible presidents in procession. It's time to make way for the resurrectionists. It's time to make way.
Yes, it's Christian.
To make way for the resurrection. It's the local boy wonder. Scott scraping down under. Number two minus one to the umpteenth power. Venomous when I bust, cause I'm generous with the words of life.
Disgusting music.
It's the local boy wonder. Scott scraping down under. Number two minus one to the umpteenth power. It's the showers map, kids, now we done. It's time to make way for the resurrection. It's the local boy when the sky's scraping down under. Number two minus one to the umpteenth power. Think it's venomous when I bust, cause I'm generous with the words of life.
Glenn Galaxy. I don't know what it's about, but it is Christian. Prepare the way. I'm getting mixed reviews in the chat. Soul John.
As I was saying, stereo is full of surprises.
Kind of fun, huh?
This stuff sinks so bad.
Do you play any other musical interesting instruments? Anything more conventional, perhaps? Well, thank you, guys. Awful. Adios, America. Joel Friday next. Bye.